Hello, frenzies. It is episode 55 of Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher. And on today's episode, we are going to talk about how to get you through the winter, how to get you out of survival mode and back into thriving, happy mode. I guarantee you it's possible. I have a lot to share with you today. So let's get on with the show. Are you feeling a little burnt out and exhausted this school year? Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher podcast is here to get you through the hard weeks. We will be tackling tough topics while addressing self-care tips and tricks to help you live your best life. I'm your host, Jessica Martin, a coffee-drinking teacher and tech coach working on my own health journey as I pursue happiness in my teacher life. I am so happy you're here with me today, and I can't wait to share all the things with you. Let's get on with the show. Okay, frenzies, before we start, I just wanted to say thank you so much for hanging out with me today. You could be listening to a different podcast right now, but you chose mine, so thank you. And I'm going to read one of my written reviews. It's pretty much the nicest thing you can do for me. And then I also, if you ever leave me a review, I have a little form that you can fill out, and I randomly choose people every month to send some happy mail to. So I'm going to just kind of scroll around for a review. This one is from my buddy teaching with Ms. Crystal. I just love your podcast. Listening to it makes me happy. It brightens up my day, and the ideas you share are unique and thought provoking. Thank you, Crystal. Crystal's one of my buddies. I think it's one of my buddies anyway. We've been talking for years now. But thank you so much for leaving that review for me. And yeah, again, if you ever leave me a written review, please fill out my Google form. I try to leave it on every episode. You might have to scroll and look for a couple of them, but I basically just collect your name, your address, learn a few things about you. And then when I get a chance, I send out random happy mail. So yeah, it's always a good time. And I just appreciate everyone who's left a review. It's sort of like my own little scrapbook for this show to just see that, okay, other people are listening. It's not just me being a weirdo, listening to 2x the speed in the bath to make sure I didn't say anything dumb. I wish that wasn't true, but it is. Okay, let's get on with the show. And we're back to episode 55 of Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher. I am your host, Jessica Martin, and I go by The Whimsical Teacher online. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about things you can do to make it through winter break, until winter break and after winter break. I know for me, I have a really hard time with the winter season. I get really depressed around the holidays because I don't have children of my own. And sometimes it's just kind of a weird family time, and being an only child and then being childless, I just get weird in December. I get kind of depressed and mopey, and I hate the short days. I hate going to work when it's dark and coming home when it's dark. And I'm not really a huge fan of frigid, cold weather. I know. I mean, I kind of like it, but I kind of don't. I don't know. I never really have the best December. That's all I'm saying. Unless I have a fun trip planned somewhere at the end of the month, I'm usually kind of a Debbie Downer. And that's okay. I mean, everybody is different during different seasons, and everyone has their favorite time. And I also feel like just everyone around me is always flourishing during the holidays, and everyone's so happy it's Christmas time and they're playing Christmas music and decorating. And I'm just sort of like, pom, pom, pom. So, and I asked my audience today, what could I do a podcast about? And a lot of people said, please just give us some tips and tricks for getting through until winter break and, you know, how to survive the winter. So I know I'm not the only one feeling this way, which is why I thought this was a great show topic. And I did one last year. You can go back and check out just like how to beat the winter blues. I think I might've done 2 episodes on that topic, and those are some of my most played podcasts. So please go check them out. This is going to be totally different information I've never shared on the podcast before, and I hope you'll like it. So when I was thinking about, geez, what could I do to cheer people up, make people feel hopeful when I'm not really feeling that way myself right now, Like, what could I do? And I did remember that a couple years ago, I was feeling similar, and I went and talked to a counselor about some things I was going through. And the counselor suggested that I start kind of my own kindness project. And for those of you that have been following me for a long time, you might remember that I did the 12 days of Mr. Rogers lessons. So for 12 days, I studied and analyzed Mr. Rogers' TV show. I hope you didn't hear that. It was my shoe was started squeaking on the floor all of a sudden. Squeak. Anywho, I started studying Mr. Rogers, and I just thought instead of the 12 days of Christmas, I'm going to do the 12 days of Mr. Rogers lessons. And just like he's known as being one of the kindest people ever. So this seems like a really good time. And it's kind of funny. It was before the Mr. Rogers movie was coming out, or they made a stamp with him. And so I kind of hit it before he was too popular. Now I see memes of him all the time. But a couple of years ago, people weren't really talking about him too much. So I was like, I want to make him cool again. Of course, the movie and everything, I'm sure it was all in the works, but it was kind of exciting as I put out all these Mr. Rogers stories. And then over the next 6 months, all these Mr. Rogers things started happening, and people were tagging me and sending me the posts. And so that was kind of cool. So anyway, I thought I would just share the lessons from that time. I'm just going to give you the podcast version of the 12 days of Mr. Rogers' kindness lessons. And I really think if you incorporate some of these things into your classroom, you're going to feel better. It's going to make time go by quicker, and you're going to be happier. So my first Mr. Rogers lesson was just that we learn best and most from those who care about us. And my thought on that was, have your students forgotten that you like them because you're giving them constant discipline? And this sort of made me think at the time, like, yeah, maybe I'm so snappy this time of year because I'm not really the happiest myself. Maybe my students just don't even think I like them anymore, right? And so I actually made these in my TPT store. They're free. They're just little Christmassy labels. They have like a present on them. I'm not sure what else is on them. It's like buffalo plaid and a present. And it just says, I'm happy you're my student. And as I thought, well, at least, you know, if you gave them a little something, or you just even gave them this sticker that said, I'm happy you're my student, maybe they really think you're not happy they're your student. And I know, honestly, sometimes we're not happy certain people are our students, but they need to believe it, right? It doesn't matter the truth. They need to believe that we are happy to see them. They need to feel that. So that was kind of my first tip. And it was kind of weird that I made this little freebie to go along with it. So the next tip for Mr. Rogers, as he did a whole episode about when you're wondering about things and you're marveling about things, you're learning. And in that day's episode, I shared about how I had a bad observation a few years back because the admin felt like I wasn't really giving kids enough time to think and to wonder and to marvel. I actually got knocked down on my evaluation. Because she was like, well, I loved your lesson and everything was great and you hit all these different things, but there's just no time. Like, you're like, go, 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 go. You're not really allowing them any time to think about what you're saying or to just kind of, you know, any downtime. And I always consider, oh, well, if they're doing work, that's downtime. But she was showing me some research that we really need to, you know, start tracking these think minutes or wonder minutes or marvel minutes. And we need to turn off the lights, just let kids close their eyes for a minute or two and really think about the lesson and what they've learned. And I think it's just a good way to slow down for this, you know, kind of hectic season, right? Okay, the third lesson I learned from my studying Mr. Rogers for 12 days is this was a quote on one of his videos, and the video is called It's You I Like. It's a really famous one. And the quote says, it's easier to be warm and kind than standoffish and cold. And oftentimes during this time of year, kids really want to show us something, but we're just like, no, 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 later. You know, we're constantly redirecting them from their own excitement. And I thought that was pretty deep. I was like, wow, that's so true. During this Christmas holiday winter season, the kids are super excited. Maybe they're nervous or agitated and they just want to talk and be excited. But we're always like, no, we must learn until the last day. And anyway, the whole point of this day three lesson was just to take time for real conversations, you know, stop telling them, no, we can't talk about that right now. Just let them just be, let them be kids. Let them tell you their stories. Let them waste a little time. Nothing bad's going to happen. It's going to mean the world to them. And I also discovered there were a lot of tips for dealing with really bad holiday behavior in parenting magazines for toddlers. So I was kind of sharing some articles. Like, so it might be something that you might want to Google, you know, like behavior management strategies for toddlers in parenting magazines. I found that they fit perfectly for middle school. It sounds a little wild, but it's true. Okay, so we're up to day four of my Mr. Rogers kindness lessons. And really, they're just things you can do in your classroom to make the time go by quicker. And they're going to improve the overall environment in your room if you're on the struggle bus right now and you just need some help. Okay, so this next one, this was just kind of a fun one, like, I think everyone knows this by now about Mr. Rogers, but you know, when he'd go to feed his fish, he would always announce that he was feeding his fish because he had a blind child write him saying that, you know, apparently he used to say that he was feeding his fish and then he forgot for a few episodes and the blind child who couldn't watch the show didn't know what happened to his fish. And so then for the next 30 years, he announced it. And it just, the idea from this is that, you know, one, it's important to be self-talking as we're teaching, you know, if we're doing something on the board or just explaining our own thoughts, but also sometimes a kid just needs a tiny thing tweaked. And sometimes we're just so stubborn about doing the tiniest little thing, especially this time of year, because we're kind of fed up with things, but it's still important to ask. It's important to ask, you know, what can I do to make it better between now and winter break? Because I really want this to be an awesome experience for you. Does anyone have any suggestions for what we can do? So it could be just as easy as you announcing something or doing something a certain way or just tweaking something very, you know, very, very small little tweak. Okay, this was a really good one for Mr. Rogers, as he went on a lot of shows saying that he says, people who are not fancy nourish my soul. And he just meant like children, you know, children aren't really that fancy, right? And those are the people that nourish his soul. And that's why he's doing this job. And he was talking about being a graceful receiver. Like when you're working around kids, a lot of times they're giving you very simple gifts, like notes on the board or notes on paper, or even telling you like, oh, you know, you're my favorite teacher. Or, I really like this today. And we just have to be a graceful receiver, because you know, if we blow off these little moments of kindness, it's kind of rejecting them in a way, and it hurts their feelings. And sometimes during this busy season, like it's hard to remember to be a graceful receiver and remember that it's a gift that you're giving back by acting excited over these little things that kids are constantly doing. And I just thought it was a really good thing. And it was just more of how to accept the simple gifts and see simple things that happen every day as being gifts in our life. And I thought that was a really cool spin on everything, working with kids for sure. Okay. The sixth day is talking about, you know, a lot of times, especially during the winter season, people are spending more time with their family or they're seeing family members more often. And oftentimes the people we care about the most upset us the most and they disappoint us the most. And a lot of times the behaviors in your classroom, they're happening because of these disappointments and things going on with family. And the only thing we can really do about that, like I know at our school, we do Leader in Me and we're just like, oh, there's all these things out of our circle of influence. But one thing that's in our circle of influence, something that we have control over, is teaching our students coping skills. And so I made just a short list of things, like just, you know, one day, just tell your kids, listen, I know that maybe this winter break or right now or over break, you're going to go through some disappointment. Sometimes people are going to hurt your feelings. And here are some ways to get over that and through it. And maybe that kid who's driving you a little bonkers, maybe that kid needs that day, right? Like maybe they need to hear these tips that day. And the next day they might come in a slightly different person. And we've had that happen before at my school where we've had some kids that are just really difficult and they've learned some coping skills and it really helps. So here are the coping skills: listening to upbeat music, helping someone else, practicing your best smile in the mirror, enjoying small things, especially in nature, and finding humor in animals and kids who are younger than you. So I just thought that was a really cool list. And maybe it's just something that you could incorporate. It'll only take a couple minutes this week or next. All right. The next thing from Mr. Rogers is a little lesson about just that we are wonderfully made. Human beings are wonderfully made, and we need to learn how to respect our body, our health, and appreciate our body. And it was a lot of talk in that episode about self-esteem tips and just like how to give thoughtful compliments. And one really good way of raising self-esteem during this kind of holiday-ish winter season is to set a micro goal in your class. So a goal that could be accomplished by the end of the week. And then have a small celebration by accomplishing that goal and then celebrating it. It will boost people's self-esteem that, oh, okay, I can do something positive again. The teacher isn't mad at me. I've done something great. And it could be a whole class goal or it could be an individual goal. And then it's also important just, you know, to teach kids not to compare themselves to other people, maybe have a little day about that, like a little chit chat about that. And then this was also a great idea. I got this years ago. I forgot from who. I've been doing it for a long time. Probably a class I subbed in, but just to set up a hygiene drawer. I mean, a lot of kids' parents get really busy over the holidays and they get a little bit neglected during this time of year, and winter time in general is rough depending on where you live. And so just set up a hygiene drawer for your students with like disposable combs and toothbrushes and toothpaste and, you know, other sanitary products if you need it, and some like little spray deodorants and stuff like that, just to make kids feel like, oh boy, if they're not getting their needs met at home, they know they can come to your room and have some of those needs met. And a lot of these things you can get really inexpensive. I know dentists will often give you tons of free toothbrushes and toothpaste at the very least. So that's kind of a nice thing too. Because kids, you know, sometimes they behave badly when they're not in the best hygiene situation. Okay. So number 8, this was the 8th day of Mr. Rogers' Christmas, is just to remember that kids deserve respect too, even though when they walk into a room, a lot of them don't command respect. You have to remember they're living in this world where oftentimes they are not respected. And one thing, you know, again, this is kind of circling back to another one we talked about, but it's just, if you want mutual respect, you need to ask them more questions about what they need and what they want from you and what they need from your class. And that is a way of, we do community talks at our school and just like what's going well right now, what isn't going well. And it just boosts the overall respect level between teachers and students. So something I recommend. All right. The next thing that Mr. Rogers talked about, this is day 9 now, is about discipline. And it's really hard. This time of year, we're all pretty short-tempered. And just don't feel bad if you blow up on certain people, but know that you need to apologize if you do. Like if you have a little bit of a tantrum in front of your class, it's perfectly okay and normal. Don't beat yourself up. Just apologize and move on. And then just remember, if you're ever in a power struggle with a child, that they're not saying no to you. They're saying, I need more choices. And sometimes we just need to hear that from someone else. Like, you know it, right? You know, oh yeah, yeah, I know that. But when it's happening to you, it's hard to remember. So that's why I'm reminding you now, like if you're in a power struggle, someone's telling you no, they're not going to do something, and they seem to be pretty difficult, they're really saying, I need more choices because the ones you've given me are not working. So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, so the 10th day of my Mr. Rogers studies, I talked about just, you know, Mr. Rogers made 895 episodes of his show in 33 years. He really worked hard on it. And it just reminded me of that quote where if you find a job you love, you'll never work another day. And I know that's not always practical for teachers. I know a lot of teachers don't love their job. But I guess my question to you would be, you know, could you make yourself a goal of something you do want to do 900 of someday, right? Whether it's, you know, 900 trips somewhere, or 900 videos you want to make, or maybe you want to make 900 blog posts someday, or you want to learn 900 new techniques of something, or 900 special memories. I mean, what could you do 900 of and really be a happy person? And I don't believe you have to leave the teaching profession to do that. I mean, maybe you do. It depends what your 900 is. But I just thought that was, you know, like we can learn a lot from people who have had dedicated careers and have been very consistent with things. Sometimes it's not going to be the number of years you put into teaching, but it might be the number of years you put into something else, like a hobby, an interest, time with loved ones. So just what do you want to make 900 of someday? Like, what do you want to do 900 times? What would be, you know, what would make you feel good looking back, you know, 30 years from now or 20 or 10 and just saying, wow, I did that 900 times. That's fantastic. So it was just kind of something that stuck with me. All right. This is actually my last tip because my 12th day of Christmas, I gave away a bunch of Mr. Rogers books and stuff, and I didn't actually finish. I guess it was kind of a cop out. I guess I was kind of getting tired after 11 days of watching these Mr. Rogers videos. I love them. I did. But sometimes you just get a little burnt out. So this was a pretty good one. This was all about how Mr. Rogers saw every lesson that he ever did on a show as trying to win an argument with the audience. And so he had a style of building his lessons. And the style was first he would find something in common with the audience. And this is why he talked about really simple things like his shoes and his sweater and his dinner the night before and having a friend or neighbor do something or, you know, just everyday things. Nothing like he was talking earlier, like I don't care about the fancy people in the world and, you know, the things that might impress people. I care about the everyday little things. And so he always found a common point with his audience. So I was just thinking, you know, what do you have in common with your students right now? Can you walk in and you guys have something in common? Like you have something that holds you together as a class? Do you have individual students that are kind of difficult to deal with? Have you ever found anything in common with them? That's always the first step to winning like this lesson argument. Like, why should you learn this? I mean, nobody wants to learn from someone they don't have anything in common with. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then the next thing he does is in every lesson, he uses a little bit of humor or an emotional story to make a connection. So once he gets that kind of common ground out there a little bit, then he has a good story to tell. And then he follows through with whatever he promises in the lesson, he follows through with it. And that builds trust. And I wrote on the side here, an open heart equals an open brain. And I think that's really cool. That was something I got from one of his videos. And then he always ends all of his lessons on an emotional note, like something that invokes feeling. And I think this time of year, kids have a real hard time with empathy. I just thought about Pearl Harbor and Japanese internment camps. And I'm telling you, I mean, some of the classes were very understanding and sympathetic. And some of the classes had a real hard time. So I'm just saying, like, how can you end things on an emotional note so your students are going to remember what you just taught them? And this is his lesson. Like, if you go through every single episode of Mr. Rogers, I watched so many to find out his strategy, and then I wrote it down. I felt like such a genius after that. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to do any more episodes. This is it. This is how I'm going to end it. End it all. The Mr. Rogers series anyway. So anywho, frenzies, I hope you got some good ideas from here. And so much of these ideas revolve around our feelings and emotions. And a lot of it is not the curriculum you're putting out, but it's the way you're reacting to different situations in your classroom. And it's really hard to admit that, well, you know, maybe I haven't taught many coping skills this year. And maybe you don't really focus on self-esteem too often. And maybe you haven't asked your class in a real long time, you know, hey, what's going to get us to the next point? Or perhaps you're really bad at offering multiple choices of things to do. But these are the things that get us through to the other side. So that's why I wanted to share these things with you. I'm trying to think of my favorite thing. Let's see. I think it's so hard to choose because he's such a genius, right? Mr. Rogers is the best, but I do think the coping skills is pretty good, especially in junior high. And I don't think they learn that very often. So I think that might be something I try this week, is just a quick little Mr. Rogers lesson before every major like history lesson that we have next week. Just something to get them. You know, I want them to know that I care about them and I want to be able to connect with them, but it is so hard when the behavior is so awful. But sometimes you need to flick the switch and do something different that they're not expecting. And I know my students aren't going to be expecting any lessons about coping skills or self-esteem or behavior or emotion or discipline. They're not going to be expecting these kind of emotional behavior topics, right? But, you know, I'm only going to spend 5 or 6 minutes diving into some of these things, but it could make all the difference. I don't know. I haven't tried teaching some of these things in a couple years, so I'm going to give it a go too. And like Whimsical Hubby said when he was leaving tonight for work, I was like, I'm going to do a podcast tonight. And he's like, oh, good. That's like your therapy. You're always so much better after you've done a podcast. I'm like, what? What's that supposed to mean? But anyway, frenzies, I hope you got some really cool ideas. Eventually, I want to type this list out and put it in a little blog post so you can find it easier. But we're going to do this. We are going to get through until winter break. We're going to get through this winter. And pretty soon, it's going to start warming up again. The groundhog is coming out soon. He's not gonna run back into his hole. There's not gonna be another 6 weeks of winter. He's gonna be happy, and we're gonna have a good time finishing out this year. You just have to keep telling yourself that. We're gonna have a great time. Until next time, frenzies, thanks for listening and take good care of yourself. You've just finished listening to Healthy Teacher Happy Happy Jessica. What? Oh no, I don't know how to stop.